Scott Ford's injuries were serious enough that the paramedics had decided to bypass the urgent care in Paradise and take him directly to the hospital in Marshport. The facility there getting bigger and bigger and more modern all the time. Scott Ford's parents were in a waiting room on the 8th floor. Jessie had never met Shelley Ford, but her husband, Ted, ran the biggest insurance firm in Paradise and thought he was every bit the hot shit that his best friend Gary Armistead, mayor of Paradise, was. Jessie thought there should be a club for hot shits, like the Elks. Ted Ford saw Jessie at the same time Jessie saw him. "I assume you came over here to tell me that you've arrested the punk who did this to my son," Ted Ford said. "That is what you're doing here, right?" Jessie knew Scott Ford's room number and kept walking, having no time for Ted Ford, and even less tolerance. But Ford stepped into the hallway, cutting him off, grabbing Jessie's arm. Jessie stopped, looked down at Ford's hand, then back into his eyes. "I asked you a question," Ford said. "Take your hand off my arm," Jessie said quietly. "As soon as you answer my question," Ford said. Jessie smiled, then reached down with his free hand like he simply wanted to shake Ford's. But Jesse's right hand was a lot bigger and stronger, and now squeezing Ted Ford's hard enough that Jessie was waiting to hear some of the small bones in it breaking. He heard a sharp intake of breath, and maybe the tiniest of squeaks. "Let go," Ford said, his voice strained, "or I'm calling your boss." "Yikes," Jessie said, but let go. "So, I'm assuming you haven't arrested the Lowe's kid," Ford said. "I have not," Jessie said. "I came straight here as soon as I found out that your son was in the hospital. Now I want to hear his version of what happened." "His version," Ford said, "is that Matt Lowe's beat him to within an inch of his goddamn life." "I want to hear about it from him," Jessie said. "And the mayor is going to hear about all this from me," Ford said. Jessie smiled again. "You need to stop talking now, Ted, and let me do my job," Jessie said. "You think I'm joking about the mayor?" Ford said. "Still talking," Jessie said. He took a deep breath and let it out and walked into room 821. He needed to get away from Ted Ford and knew exactly why. Jessie wanted to hit somebody today. It had nearly been Scott Ford's asshole father. Dix probably wouldn't see that as being very productive either.